Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 12 and 13. Therefore, since we have such a hope, we are very bold. We are not like Moses, who would put a veil over his face to prevent the Israelites from seeing the end of what was passing away. The youth group at our church sometimes plays a game called reverse hide and seek. One person is chosen to be it and goes and hides, and everyone else must seek that person. The twist is that whenever someone finds the hidden person, they quietly join them in their hiding spot. It can be hard at first, but by the end, there are so many people trying to hide in the same spot that it is impossible to stay hidden. The Israelites asked Moses to put on a veil so that they wouldn't have to look upon his shining face. Whenever Moses went into God's presence, his face would shine, and it terrified the people. Their solution to this fear was a thin piece of cloth to hide his glory. When Jesus came and brought life for all, his glory could not be hidden. Jesus' ministry was no thin veneer or provisional instruction that was passing away. Jesus himself was no hazy image or dim light that could be ignored. Rather, he was God himself that came to make people right with God. Accomplished in plain sight, his words and actions had an eternal significance that could not be ignored. Since we have such hope, we are very bold. There is nothing to be afraid of, and nothing hidden. Our eyes are confidently fixed on Jesus. Nothing separates us from the glory of Jesus, and that glory is reflected in our lives. With full assurance, we look to the one whom God uncovered. Heavenly Father, make me very bold in my trust of you and the work your Son has done for me. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.